Hello everybody, this is Audio Mo Day 13. Although it's not Friday the 13th, it does feel like Friday the 13th because it's just been a horrible evening today. I've just had a really horrible evening. The weather's not been nice, it's just been raining. Mind you, it's better than what it was on Friday, because Friday we actually had thunder on Friday. I wanted to record it, but I wasn't actually at home when the thunder had actually started and stuff, so I couldn't really record it. And the reason why I wanted to record it is because it was really, really loud, and I mean really loud. It sounded so close. It was really, really close, and it sounded like the roof or something was for, you know, parts of the house were breaking. It just sounded like it was just so close, and it was horrendously scary. Because it was loud, it was very loud, and it was very, very big, you know. It wasn't your average. I haven't heard thunder like that for such a long time. I mean, when I was a child, growing up, thunder sounded very, very loud when I was growing up. But then, you know, a lot of things sounded loud, and I think that was because my hearing was a lot sharper back then when I was younger, because my sight was a lot more worse. It was a lot worse than what it is now. Although my sight's never going to get to 100%, I'll never have 100% sight. My sight is where it's supposed to be stable now. Hopefully it shouldn't get worse, but if it gets worse, it's just because something's happened to my eye. It's nothing to do with my actual eye condition. That shouldn't make it any worse, like I've said on the VIP Advisor channel a few times. But like I say, when I was younger, my sight was worse, so therefore my hearing was a lot better. Now my hearing's, now that my sight's got, you know, is stable, my hearing's not, it's not great. I wouldn't say that my hearing's very good now. So things don't sound as loud as what they used to when I was young. But this thunder that we had on Friday was very, very loud. I haven't heard anything like that for such a long time. And not only that, but we had lightning as well, and the lightning was very bright. I have never seen lightning that bright ever, even during my childhood. I'd never seen it. It actually looked like it was inside. That's how bright it was, you know, bright enough to sort of look like it was inside. And it just lit up the whole room. I actually thought my auntie was, you know, trying to turn the lights on or something. In the room, but it wasn't that at all. Nobody was trying to turn the lights on or anything like that. It was actually lightning. We didn't realise it was lightning at first. We just thought something was going on, and, you know, but then realised it was lightning, and then we heard the thunder. The lightning came first, and then it was thunder, and then heavy rain. But I'm not here to talk about the weather. Like I say, today was just a miserable day as weather wise. Then in the evening, things just got totally worse, because in the evening, I just had a really horrible evening. I came home to renew my books from the library, because I've got library books that are due today, and because they are due today, I didn't really get to go to the library today. I was just so tired, and I thought I'm not going to go today, and I haven't really been feeling too great. I've not been feeling 100%, so I didn't want to go to the library. I didn't want to take a trek to the library while I'm not really feeling 100%. I wanted to make sure that I was feeling okay, you know, so I didn't really go to the library. So I thought what I'd do is I'll sort of renew them online, you know, rather than having to go to the library and renew them and stuff. So, because I still got books that I haven't finished. So I decided to go online this evening to renew them. And when I went online and I typed in my card detail, you know, my library card details, my ID number and my PIN, for some reason it wouldn't let me in. It kept saying that the information, the login information, was incorrect. And so I then got out my library card to check, and the actual library card number was actually correct. I'd written the number correct, And I'm definitely certain, I'm 100% sure that the I'm 100% sure that the PIN number was, you know, the PIN to my library account was correct as well. I'm 100% sure that it was. But for some reason, it just keeps saying that the information is correct. And on their site, it does as well. They have said that that they're going through maintenance, you know, some maintenance problems, and they've got a problem on the site, and they're having a few maintenance problems or something or other. I don't know. They're having problems on the site, so I don't really know whether maybe I have forgotten my PIN and I'm typing that wrong, or whether it is something to do with their site, and I won't know that because I tried to ring them, and then I realised that, oh, they'll be closed now, you know, by the time I did get to ring, because I kept trying several times. I was trying to log in. I did it a few times, and I just gave up after a bit, and I thought, oh, what am I going to do? So I tried to ring them, because I thought that would be the easiest thing to do, but I couldn't ring them, because when I'd rang, I realised that, oh, because nobody's picking up, and then I realised, oh, well, actually, you know, they're going to be closed now. So then what I did was I went online, I went back to the site, and I tried to fill in a contact form where, you know, where you contact them, and a query form, and I couldn't do it. I wasn't able to do that. You know, I wasn't able to fill out a query form, you know, a concern form. So, you know, I'm like thinking, well, what am I supposed to do now? I thought, let me try Overdrive and see what happens over there. Overdrive's not working. I can't seem to log into my Overdrive with my library card. So, I don't know. Something is going on. I don't understand it, and I don't like it. And it's just, it's kind of worrying, really, because now I've got a charge. I'm going to be charged for those books. I didn't want to have to, you know, I didn't want to be charged for those. I didn't want to have to pay money for that, you know. Because the whole point of going to a library is so that you don't pay money, you know, sort of like thing. You know, I don't buy books for a reason, you know. So, but it's just, oh gosh, I don't know. Oh, it's just so annoying. It's just really, 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 really annoying. Which means I'm wondering now, because I've actually got a digital library book out as well, and I'm wondering if that will work now because of the problem they're having with their server. So I don't know. It's just, it's just, oh, I'm just really frustrated. I'm a bit annoyed, and I was thinking of going to the library tomorrow, but I've been looking at the weather forecast for tomorrow, thinking, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to the library. Let me just check the weather, you know, to see if, you know, it'll be, you know, if what the weather will be like, so that I'm prepared and stuff. If I need an umbrella, I'll get an umbrella. But it says thunder. And I don't like the idea of walking in thunder. I don't do walking in thunder. I know on Friday it was really loud, and I know I've said that in many years I haven't heard it that loud, but even if it's not as loud as what it was on Friday, I still don't want to be walking in it. I don't do walking in thunder. I don't care how far away the thunder is or how quiet it is. I don't do walking out in thunder. I don't want to be walking out in thunder. So I don't really want to risk it unless it's walking home from work. Unless I'm at work and I need to get home and it's thundering, then I will, that's the only time when I'll risk it, really. And I'll make sure I'm not walking home alone. I'll make sure I'm walking with a friend halfway at least. So, because I don't like the idea of walking alone, home alone in thunder. I don't like being out in thunder. I don't like being outside in thunder. I don't like being outside in heavy rain either, when it's really, really badly heavy. I can't handle it. I can't cope with the feel of the rain on me, you know, when it's really, really heavy. When it's really, really heavy, if it's light rain, I don't mind, but I don't like it, but I don't mind it. But when it's really, really heavy, and if there's really strong winds, I can't cope with it. So yeah, I'm just really frustrated that I couldn't sort it out today, because I wanted to sort it out today so that I don't have to, you know, so that I won't get charged, you know what, so that I wouldn't get charged on the books, but obviously not. So I don't know what's going to happen now, because I won't be able to go tomorrow. So I'm not happy, very annoyed, very, very annoyed.